to six.
Alex.
Danger.
I, Alex.
Alex.
Wakes with the taste of rain still in his mouth.
Not literally.
That would be easier.
This is worse.
An afterimage of sensation, like a dream that didn't finish loading before he opened his eyes. The room is quiet.
Too quiet, the kind of quiet that presses against the ears and asks questions.
He sits up. The ceiling is familiar in the way all ceilings are when you wake somewhere you've slept a thousand times, but
never quite arrived.
His heart is beating.
Loudly, insistently.
As if compensating for something it doesn't fully trust.
There is a word on the edge of his mind.
Not a name.
A shape.
He rubs his face,
dragging his hands down until they cover his eyes.
For a second. Just one. He almost remembers standing somewhere high.
Wind-wet concrete.
The strange sense that gravity was option.
The moment collapses.
Idiot. He mutters,
though he isn't sure why.
He gets up and moves through the routine water teeth shirt. The body remembers what the mind refuses to hold.
Outside.
The city has already decided what kind of day it will be.
Traffic voices.
A radio somewhere is playing something nostalgic enough to hurt without explaining why. As he steps into the street, sunlight breaks through the clouds at an awkward angle.
It hits him directly.
Alex stops.
A tight sensation gathers behind his eyes.
Not pain, not quite. More like resistance. As if something inside him doesn't want to be seen in this light.
He squints, breathes, waits.
People move around him, irritated and unaware.
Someone bumps his shoulder.
Someone swears. The world asserts itself, eager to remind him that he is small, late, ordinary. But the feeling doesn't leave. Instead, it listens. He walks. Fragments surface and sink again with every step of bar laughter.
The smell of rain on warm skin.
A woman's face.
Not clear. Not blurry either.
Focused in the wrong way, like a memory refusing to settle.
He recognizes the sensation.
That realization lands heavier than the memory itself.
This has happened before.
Years ago.
Or yesterday.
Or somewhere that doesn't map cleanly onto time.
Alex reaches a crosswalk and waits.
The light as red cars pass in a steady rhythm.
For a moment, he has the intrusive certainty that if he stepped forward now, nothing bad would happen.
Not luck, permission. His foot twitches, the light turns green.
He doesn't move.
The certainty fades, leaving embarrassment behind.
He crosses with everyone else, exactly when he's supposed to.
Safe.
Contained.
At the cafe, he orders a coffee he doesn't want.
The barista smiles like she's seen him before, though he's sure she hasn't.
He takes the cup and sits by the window, watching reflections ripple across the glass.
That's when it hits him.
Not memory, absence. Something should be here. Someone's reason this morning feels sharpened around the edges.
He searches himself carefully,
like a man checking his pockets after a strange dream.
Nothing.
And yet, outside, a woman passes beneath the cafe awning. Dark hair. The same posture as yesterday.
Or not yesterday.
Or maybe never. She doesn't look at him. The disappointment is immediate and irrational.
Alex stares into his coffee.
Get it together. He whispers. But the words feel rehearsed like something he has said. Many Tim.
Far away. So far it might as well be nowhere. Systems adjust. Variables stabilize. The watchers mark the moment as contained. Alex finishes his coffee and leaves, unaware that the smallest correction has already failed. Because later, much later, he will remember the rain. And after that, he will remember her name. Chapter 7. Those Who Notice.
Watchers POV.
They never look directly. Direct observation alters outcomes. Instead, the watchers register pressure changes, the way gravity flinches, the way probability hesitates, the way narratives begin to resist their own conclusions. Alex is no longer behaving as a closed system. That is the problem. He should be looping. Forget, drift, submit, forget again. That cycle has been stable for decades. But now, there is leakage. a thin, widening fracture where choice survives memory. Consent had always been conditional. The subject exhibits pre-consent withdrawal. This is not rebellion. This is contamination. The Watchers adjust, not toward Alex, toward containment. They search backward through causal layers, not to find blame, but to identify where permission was lost. They find it not in Alex. They find it in the woman. She was never meant to be central. She was placed as an atmospheric background resonance, emotional static, a stabilizer. Someone who would witness just enough to normalize the impossible.
Instead, she remembered without instruction. That is worse than defiance. Witnesses who remember become anchors. Anchors resist correction.
The Watchers consider removal. Not death, too loud, too final. Reassignment, perhaps distraction, recontextualization. But a second anomaly registers. Alex is no longer generating fear responses consistent with suppression. He is not panicking. He is not dissociating. He is not reaching upward for authority. He is quietly recalibrating. That suggests something the Watchers have not seen in a very long time. A god relearning how to stand without permission. The Watchers do not speak aloud. They agree anyway. Escalation deferred. Observation intensified. Do not interfere. Yet. Because interference teaches. And Alex is beginning to learn again. They walk until the city thins. No destination, no urgency. Just movement. The oldest form of thinking. Alex feels it now unmistakably. Not voices, not commands, attention. Like standing under a night sky and realizing the stars aren't just there. They're aware you notice them.
You feel it too, he says.
Mara doesn't ask what he means.
They're not angry.
Alex continues. They're curious. She stops walking.
That's worse.
He half smiles.
That's what I thought.
For a moment, neither speaks. Traffic hums far away. Somewhere a dog barks, grounding the world in something stubbornly ordinary.
I used to think power felt like fire.
Alex says slowly, like force, like control.
Now?
Now it feels like absence, he says, like stepping out of a current and realizing how hard it was pulling the whole time.
Mara watches him closely.
You're not waking up, she says. You're unhooking. The word lands heavier than he expects. Images press at the edges of his mind. Not memories yet, but shapes.
Stars that aren't stars. Rooms without walls. Hands moving time like fabric. He exhales sharply.
If I remember too fast, he says, they'll act.
And if you don't remember at all,
they'll finish what they started. Alex nods. There it is. The narrow path. He looks at Mara. You're already involved, he says. That wasn't fair of me. She meets his gaze without flinching.
Nothing about this was fair, she replies.
But I didn't step into that alley by accident. A beat, then quieter.
I've been waiting for you to notice me.
Something in Alex settles. Not comfort, alignment. Then stay close, he says. Not because I can protect you, but because, she finishes, they'll have to account for me.
A distant thunder rolls, not from the sky, but from somewhere deeper, bolder.
Alex feels like a promise, or a warning. Either way, the story is no longer theirs alone.
Chapter 8, Mara.
I'm Mara.
Mara
learned early that memory is not obedience as a child.
She remembered arguments no one else recalled.
Promises that adults insisted were never made. Dreams that left marks.
Scratches on her arms, the taste of salt on her tongue.
Doctors called it anxiety.
Teachers called it imagination.
Her mother called it,
don't say that out loud.
But Mara noticed patterns.
People forgot selectively.
Systems corrected gently, even forcefully.
And once, only once,
she saw someone disappear sideways.
Not die, not leave, edited.
That was when she learned the most important rule. Reality does not delete witnesses. It relocates them.
unless they refuse to move.
Maya refused. She learned how to stay uninteresting, how to blend, how to let attention slide off her like rain. But when Alex stood on the edge of the skyscraper, the air bent. Not dramatically, subtly. And subtlety is how Mara always knew something mattered. She didn't remember him from before. She remembered the shape of him. The way stories curved toward him without touching. The way the city seemed to pause. Not for drama, but for recalculation. When he stepped back from the edge, Mara felt something snap into place. Not fate.
Recognition.
She wasn't supposed to follow him. She did anyway. The Watchers.
Escalation.
Containment protocols initiate quietly.
No storms. No miracles.
Just adjustments. Traffic reroutes to delay proximity.
Conversations fragment mid-sentence.
Chance encounters decay into near misses. The Watchers do not act against Alex.
They act around him.
But Mara persists. That is the flaw. Witness Mara does not degrade under probabilistic pressure. Resistance is classified as structural, not emotional.
They attempt substitution.
A different woman at the bar. A different voice offering comfort, a different memory threaded into Alex's sleep.
Alex rejects all of them.
Not consciously, but instinctively. That alarms them.
Instinct should have been stripped.
Subject exhibits pre-identity coherence. This should be impossible at the current suppression depth.
The Watchers review the older layers.
They find traces.
Stars that hesitated.
Commands softened.
A goddess who loved too deeply.
And did not fully let go.
One Watcher.
Older.
Quieter.
Issues a rare descent.
If we tighten further, he will break upward.
If we loosen, he will remember.
A silence follows.
Then the consensus.
Introduce a consequence.
Let him fail.
Because failure teaches submission.
Or it teaches defiance.
Either way.
The system learns.
I, Alex.
The dream comes too fast.
No preamble.
No warning.
Alex is standing in a room without walls.
9 screens hover in the dark, arranged impossibly.
Some vertical, some tilted, some facing nowhere.
His hands rise without permission.
The screens respond.
Information floods in, not memories yet.
But authority, he feels it. The old ease, the dangerous certainty.
I remember, he says. That's the mistake. The room shudders.
Pain, real pain, tears through his chest.
Not physical, but narrative, like something rewriting him mid-sentence.
He wakes gasping.
Rain lashes the window. Morning hasn't decided to arrive yet.
Mara's there.
Sitting on the floor, back against the bed, awake.
You pushed, she says quietly.
I almost had it.
Alex whispers.
The whole thing.
They let you, she replies, just enough.
He presses his palms to his eyes.
I felt them close in.
A pause.
Then she says, but you didn't disappear.
Alex looks at her.
She meets his gaze steadily.
That matters.
Outside, the rain begins to slow.
Above the cloud line, something ancient adjusts its grip.
Not tighter.
Not looser.
Just waiting.
Chapter 9, The Watchers. The system does not panic.
It recalibrates, that is its strength and its weakness.
Alex's failed remembering should have collapsed inward.
Instead, it left residue.
Residual authority detected.
Source unresolved.
The Watchers observe without eyes, listen without ears.
They are not beings so much as agreements made long ago. Contracts between reality and stability.
And Alex is violating the fine print.
Not loudly, not heroically.
By continuing to exist outside the permitted pattern.
Mara's presence compounds the anomaly.
Witnesses are expected to blur.
She sharpens.
Witness persistence exceeds tolerance.
Initiate corrective influence.
They attempt isolation.
Friends cancel plans.
Phones die.
Work shifts rearrange themselves.
Mara
still shows up.
They attempt doubt.
Dreams seeded with guilt.
Memories altered just enough to feel unreliable.
Alex wakes confused, but not broken. One watcher breaks the silence.
We are no longer suppressing a god.
We are teaching him restraint.
Another responds colder.
Restraint is temporary.
Identity is not.
A calculation branches. One path ends in erasure. One ends in ascent. Neither is acceptable. So they choose the oldest tactic. Delay. They fracture time around Alex, not moving him forward or backward, but sideways into choices that almost matter.
And while they do,
something notices.
Not a watcher.
Something older. Something that remembers his name.
Without needing to say it.
Mara feels it first. A pressure behind the eyes. A weight in the chest that doesn't belong to fear. She has felt something like this before. Not exactly. But close enough to recognize the shape. You're not safe right now, she tells Alex. He laughs weakly. I don't think I've ever been. This is different, she says. They're narrowing you. He looks at her. There are rules, she says. And then there are enforcers. You're brushing against something that doesn't like being noticed. Alex sits on the edge of the bed, head in his hands.
I don't want to be special, he mutters.
I just want the noise to stop. Mara kneels in front of him.
That's how it starts, she says gently.
You don't want power, you want quiet. And they will offer you quiet if you give up the part of you that remembers why you're loud. He looks up. Her eyes are wet but steady.
They tried it on me once, she admits.
I almost let them.
What stopped you?
Someone disappeared, she says. And I realized forgetting hurts more than knowing. Outside, the city moves on.
Inside, Alex feels something settle, not comfort, not certainty.
Resolve. Not the loud kind. The kind that survives being watched, somewhere far above. A star does not flicker this time. It holds. The watchers were never meant to be seen. They exist as balance, not will. As a correction, not a choice. Alex has changed the field. Observer influence detected. Causality drift within the supervisory layer. This should not be possible. The watchers monitor realities the way gravity monitors mass, automatically, impersonally. They do not react, they adjust. But Alex is not an event. He is a source. Every time he almost remembers, the system compensates. Every time he hesitates, it bends. Every time he chooses incorrectly, the universe tightens around him. And now the tightening has begun to echo. One watcher, designation long forgotten, lingers longer than protocol allows. It reviews Alex's history again.
And again.
Not for errors, for patterns. The subject demonstrates recursive resistance. Suppression effectiveness is declining. Another watcher intervenes. Cease redundant observation, identity fixation risks corruption. But it is too late. The watcher has already noticed something impossible. Alex does not resist control the same way twice. He adapts, not consciously. Instinctively, as if something older than memory is teaching him how to fail better. The watcher flags a new concern, influence inversion detected, subject shaping oversight response. This is the line that must never be crossed. Observers are becoming variables, rules, remembering who wrote them. The watchers initiate a rare measure, containment through human attachment. Mara is marked. Not for removal, for leverage.